Our Lord and Master, we thank you this evening.
Amen.
We give you praise and glory for sparing our lives.
Amen.
Granting us another opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
We magnify you, Lord.
Amen.
We ask that your spirit will be merciful once more unto us this night.
Amen.
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to know that you have just set a time for us.
Amen.
And it will be in our interest to work within it.
Yes, Lord.
And get our lives straightened up for you.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, be our portion this evening.
Amen.
Every desire is on our hearts. The situations we are battling in our individual lives. We pray that let the power and the grace that is in you bring to us that transformation that we seek.
Amen.
Acknowledging that you are the creator of the universe.
Amen.
And you are the only one we have to worship.
Amen.
You are the only one we have to obey.
Yes, Lord.
Grant us that grace tonight.
Amen.
And speak to us once more.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So before we sit, let's read from 2 Samuel chapter 1.
Samuel ngoma etosumienu itibaku.
I would have loved to start from the early part, but let's take from 23, then we can say 23 to 27. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death, they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet, with other delights, who put on ornaments of gold upon your apparel. How are the mighty falling in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thy high places. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of woman. How are the mighty fallen, and the weapons of war perished. Amen.
Amen. Samuel nguma etosumienu itibaku inyimu adunu miensa edikusi adunu nsum. Saul ni Jonathan weye adofuo ni ahuofefo wankwemu. Na won wo mumpo nso wani mpae mu won ho ye harosin akode won ho ye densini ejata Israel mama Saul na munsu no ono na ofra mo tankoko ma no ye fe na odisika ahyehye die gugu mo ntade eso sede ahodinfo asi atoto okun mu wo hwire Jonathan mu wo sonson mia so wunti mihu hie hia me. Minua Jonathan, wasem ye me fese, wodo ye me ngwangwa sini mado, sedye ahwadinfo esi atuto, na akodye esi aseye. Amen.
We ask the blessings of the Lord on the reading of the word. Amen.
Sre eradin shira iguni sema yakan yisu.
Shall we be seated?
Amen.
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 Shall we read 1 Samuel 31? Just flip 31:9.
Ebe sai ebuya ko Samuel nguma idi kan ti edu asamba kunyimu nkron.
And they cut off his head and stripped off his armor and sent it into the land of the Philistines round about to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people.
Samuel nguma edikan ti adua sabaako nyimun kron no na ochaani ti na woyi ne ho akode na osoma ma wadi kochini filisti asase su hiai se ombokas onkobokas ye wo won abosom fie ne manu mu. Amen.
Amen. Tonight, by the grace of God, we just want to share on a very little thought.
Anaji enam erade adom no so pese ye che adisua kakrabi.
We can call it the law of our faith.
Ye betimi afre sa adisua na ye pese ye che no emra free ye gidie mu.
Amen.
Amen.
The law of our faith.
Emra ewo ye gidie mu anase emra ye free ye gidie mu.
Yes, for us, we always hold the view we are not bound by law.
Yen dia ye famu dia emre nyina no ya na ye wo adwene mu po bi se emre bia nchichire ye.
Because we are saved by grace.
Isan se adom so na onama gye ye nkwanti.
And it is true.
Eye no kware nso.
For by grace are we saved.
If we say enama adom so na ode agye ye nkwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Not by any law or our might.
Enye ye na ho odin bi anase emra bi.
Lest any of us should boast.
Anye sa ye mu bia nko ho ho no ho.
So we give glory to God for his saving grace.
Ne senti ye de animonyam ma ye nyankopon wo na dom akwaje a odi age ye.
The lesson we pick tonight,
adisua ye fa na adwe no,
is to look at the principles and the requirements that governs the faith that we hold. We've come to understand as men that God requires order. He does everything according to order. Amen.
Amen.
And so to the people who walk with him, we need to know the order that God follows in executing his
tasks.
He is not a God of confusion. So our claim of saved by grace is correct, it's true.
But to operate in the faith that we have come in,
we must have order and law to follow.
Na se jidie a ye kura mu no ye betimi adi mu juma no e wo se ye nyan hyehye ye ene ahyade bi a ye nam so e bedi mu juma.
So correction, it's not that we must have, we have.
Ye wo.
Yes. So God has already placed those things there.
What din kind is sa and hyehye na ato ho ama ye dada.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's just one of them that we want to meditate on tonight.
Na e ye mu ba ko na ye pese ye fa na ye dwene ho anadwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We read 2 Samuel chapter 1.
Ye kenkan Samuel nguma etosumie nu ti ba akono.
And reading the story,
abra ye kenkan asem no.
Or the report,
anase enkra no.
You will observe that David had received a message.
Obetimi ashe no so se na David ensaka enkra bi.
Someone has brought David a message.
Na obi na dis ankra yi abre David.
And it was a message about Saul.
Na ye enkra nsem a efa Saul ho.
We are all aware how Saul has persecuted David.
Na ye nyina ye yanim sem se ne na Saul as ya tani David.
Amen.
Amen.
And in our time now,
na ye mbre su mprempre yi no,
when people disturb you so much, sometimes you have a feeling they are no more there. Because your human sentiments tells you that will be a solution to the problem. Until Or sometimes it's like we can even do without them.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So when David received such a message, what is this message? Saul, the one who is persecuting you, is dead.
Saul, oberumana na ota wono wawu.
David should rejoice.
Nanka e wose David enije.
Because the man who has been chasing him greater part of his life is dead.
San say enipa wati no ne kwa na mu amfisia bebree no afede e wafrim.
We are saying that when God calls us, he has principles.
Ye kan say se onyankopon frey ne a owo nsheye bi e maye.
He has laws.
Wo emre bi de maye.
In the faith that we are walking, there are laws.
Ewo didie a yetu wana mo no emre bi e da ho.
So it is never possible that we would do anything and just be pleasing. So if the Bible says, for without faith it's impossible to please him, it means that that man who is in faith knows how to operate those laws. To be in faith means we know how to walk with God. We know what God wants us to do. We follow that order that governs that faith.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But very often,
we see
most of ourselves not walking in that way. Because the evidence is showing that if we are in this faith as you and I claim, our victories, will be uncountable.
Want me and kind of rompo.
Never meaning that there has been no wars.
And trust a kundia biamaye.
Because the victories will come as a result of the wars we have won.
If we say yankunim diena ba ebebano ejina and tokwadu anase or kondodwa yakunia dimuks kunim no so.
God is plan to use us for greater things.
Onyango ponsi se yemu di opasi ya di juma ema yeye enyoma esusu.
But where are we standing in this faith?
Nansu se di diye imono ehini ejina biya.
The messenger came to David.
Sa osma foi ba David insen.
And declared unto him what had happened.
Eno abe born a mani e di esi.
And when David heard it,
the brother David eti yeno.
He wept.
Osuye.
He tore his clothes.
And
the lesson which I picked that we need to focus on. When this messenger was running to David, what was his expectation? That David will embrace him.
Say, Ebra, why didn't cry come David no obejin?
And David would jubilate.
Now David anybody
for the death of Saul.
His son Saul it won't he.
The Bible says that our God is not ever interested in the death of the sinner. It means that it does not matter our condition. Jesus sees us always as his own. And we could see that picture where he traded his own life with that of Barabbas. And did the same thing in our stead.
Now, yes, I declare, oh, yes, you.
Which means that the principle of our God is that if you and I follow him, we should be able to do that for everybody.
Yeah,
yen a rud in his say ya or el daho emma yen say. Say ya see ye dinus na chidia any anadia wa yama yeno or see us yet me yama for phobia.
The evidence that his spirit is in me.
Na dan si die a etwa se ne honhom ne atime mu.
The evidence that his spirit is in you.
Na dan si a etwa se ne honhom ne ate wo su mu.
Is our ability.
Ene ye ntumi bia ye tumi ye.
By the grace of God.
Enam ye nyankopon adom so.
Not by hypocrisy.
Enye nya atom yo so.
Or by looking around us.
Anase ye se ye ho ahia.
Be able to stand.
Se ye tumi agina.
For even those who have hurt us.
Empo. Wana waye ye mbone no yet me agina ma won.
But let us be witnesses ourselves tonight.
Mwa moma ye ni ye ni aye ho adanse anadwo.
How are we able to do this?
Saying yet me yes adie ifa.
When God looks at our position.
So nyankopon ehye ye ngina bia ye gina.
In this matter.
I was asking me mwa.
How will I be justified?
Saying na mesia adi bi mafa.
Sometimes it has become so much unconscious that we don't even care about it.
Atoda akoye se yeni 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 po every year hoso ni esie bia no po mfa yen ho.
If it's our enemy, we are happy.
Say en town for dia ene 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 che.
So that is Ghanaian politics.
We eya manyosema awoye man Ghana mu.
Politics has eaten into our veins. The kingdom of God does not operate according to the order of politics. In politics, when your enemy is falling, you should be happy. Why? Because the vote will be coming to you.
If we say about
but in the kingdom of God is a different principle. This servant or this person ran to David thinking that David will be rejoicing.
Sir, obere me dia wadi anwo hari echo David in saying ehwehwe say kasea wadi koma no no ebema na ni age.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But David was not 1 minute happy.
Nelson Sima Baku Pempono David and Yanye.
Amen.
Amen.
When we read 1 Samuel 31, we saw how the Philistines were publishing what to them has been a success over Israel.
Ebraya ki kan Samuel ngoma edi kan tie aduasa ba akunyimu nkron no ye hu se ebra Philistifo yi etimi twa Saul ti no wodi ne ti no nante Philistia asase so nyina ebo kase ebo kire oman ne kire nku nim dia wodi ewo Israel so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The enemy business is to publish the evil news about us.
Amen.
Amen. So before I progress on that line, let's read Luke 11 and then we build thoughts from there. We'll build the thoughts from there and connect it up.
11:14.
All right, so in order not to delay, you can pick from 14, but let's pick from 17.
Amen.
But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say, I cast out devils through Beelzebub.
Lucas empati duba kunyimu dun son adikusi nidun wacheno. Nanso na onim won adwenti ose won se ahenie biara ene ne hudi mpapa emu no dane amamfo na efia ene fie a na efie a ene ne hudi mpapa emu no nso bo na se satan nso ene ne hudi mpapa emu a ebeye den ene na ahenie agina se mo se me nam Belzebul so ene metu ahonhomone.
Amen.
Amen.
When there is distress among the people of God,
se eba se ahometie bi eba onyankopon memu a,
he said that those that are of the household of faith,
dodoa ewo gidi efie ni mu no,
they bow their heads in shame and cry to God for interference.
Omu si won trasi ewo aniwo mu esugu onyankopon so se omre mu.
They don't publish the evil.
Because
it is not good to be
heard.
There is no home. You see, every people will say, tell you there is Mensa in every home. And no matter how bad the person
is,
people who love their person, no matter how bad the person is, they will never say anything bad about them. When they go home, they will do it. But when they come out, so what principle did Abraham teach us?
It is say
that if you and I,
sir, many walk.
Go around talking evil about each other. It's like we have poured sulfuric acid on that person. We kill the person's influence. The laws of our faith. So if I have faith. The evidence, the law of it is that I should not be able to do that.
And you know, Emra, at that home, me and say, any coin say, me yes, Adi.
At no point should I be able to say evil about my brother. Because if the house is divided against itself, it will fall.
A son says, if you know, emu edim papa emu dia, and you're not if you know, she has it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
While I was thinking on these things,
a brana may drink drinks, answer me, Hono.
It is just clear.
Emu beda hope if
that for many times,
say, and pepe, you know,
we don't see these rules of God as valuable. We don't weigh it so much. It doesn't seem to be looking like something so tangible before us. If it was so tangible, we can never break it.
And you're not creating me, Muso.
We break it every now and then because it doesn't look to us as anything that we need to obey.
A son say, and ya dear bea, a say, and say, what's your this one to know? Your bosom reigning.
If there is any negative thing among us,
say, Bibi, where you moa, a year at the bonia,
we solve it in our house.
I was saying, yeah, you fear money at Toto Sadiano.
That is why we are a family.
And don't see any a year with you.
If the devil takes it and publishes it, it's understandable.
Say, Obon Sam, dear, and answer, Oboni Fonny, dear, say, or Fadia, come on, Tennis, so I call Bohon Cassia, Bodia, and not dear, a fuck him.
Is it not even the same law in our human realms?
And yeah, ye ni pa fe mu And a sense say you crow ya what say did you ma?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even the political people we just talked about.
Empo amanyofo no mpo e kasa fa sense mu ho.
You dare not take a matter outside for resolution.
Any kwan say wo fa fisem e de common ti so say wo kope anomu aye.
These are principles.
We ayen sese ye bi.
So we are demanded of not to publish matters abroad.
It was share every year, Jose, and some are a year fisherman, and you can see the common thing. So,
God requires us that we deal with the issue at home.
When you're right home, a chef, me, no, me, and Jose, a seminal, if you're here, and I was yes, yes, you know.
So that the name of the Lord is not tarnished and made bad to the outside people.
Sebeyena erade dinu yenguhu fi emane nkoye boni ewo monti so
because of our own inefficiencies.
Sane yeni ankasa tumi aye ntumi yenti.
But today what do we see?
Na so ene sane yesi huno.
It's so simple.
Emrema yen.
So easy.
E yesi mabi.
We call ourselves and admit that we are believers.
Ye frey yen ho na ye gitum se ye yagidi fo.
And I don't care.
Na so fa me ho.
I can speak anything against you, anything about you, anywhere.
Meti mi aka bibia tia o meti mi aka nsem bia fa ho awo bia bia.
But if we belong to the household of faith,
nanso sen kaye nyina ye frigidie fie enimo.
And the faith that we say we have is in us.
Na se didie na yen yesi ye won se wo ye mu ampa.
Then it is not possible.
Eni enka entimi nya adwuma de biara.
Publish it not.
Say yereba kwa 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 so.
So if this guy knew very well,
senka sa onipainu onimniya.
He would have been very cautious.
Ka obeya sheye.
Because through his own publicity,
esanza kana wadi baba boka sienu.
I'm saying through his own publicity,
onwa kasa wadi esitano.
He died.
Wuye.
He thought he was carrying a message to David, for David to reward him.
Na jini mudi anu ni msawa den krei el koma David na David abonabaso.
But David knew the order of God.
Na so na David enim onyanko ponsi sheye.
And he asked him a question.
Na obisana simbisebi.
So, you want to tell me that when you did it, you didn't fear?
Obisana se. Eti obisana wachire me se. Abra wo ye di ya wo ye ye ne ehubi amo.
Hallelujah.
Man.
If we know God's order, there are things that we will fear in doing.
Senka ye nim onyankopon enhyehye ya nka ni o ma bi o ho a ye besuo se ye beye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He went abroad.
Okomonte so.
As if something good has happened.
Ah, akoye se asempa bi ena esi.
Yes, to some people. Now, if you look at the condition of this church, sometimes it's so easy. This one talk against this one.
So we can't talk against that one.
Every place. What do we expect to happen? That the Spirit of God will be amongst us.
Say,
or the master that we are obeying. Because God has his rule. If we keep that rule, this will be his house. God can never lie. If we follow his order, he will always remain. But if we do things the way we want, then we should never think he will stay. Hallelujah.
Man.
We thank him that he has always showed us the way. That he will always come to us. We know that we can't say we are not faulty.
That
we stand in his grace tonight. And we ask that mercy that we need to be able to walk in that way, pleasing to him, it should help us. Don't let us take that grace for granted. Amen.
Amen.
There is a work that he has prepared. And all that is happening, Brother Bram says that there is Satan who is involved in all of it. And to cause rift and cause confusion in the midst of God's people. If the house is not at peace, how would you guard against the enemy? Amen.
Man.
It will be an easy entry. May God help us. That we don't take these things for granted. God wants us to be one with him. So that whatever the devil has planned against us will not materialize. But if we be divided against God, he is our defense. And if we be separated from him, how can we stand? How will we be saved when the trials come? We see that Moses has followed the rule of God. He's complied to the order. But some situations stirred him up. And he became so, angry. And he took an action that went outside the order. He paid a price for it. It tells us that there is a price that we are all paying. Whether we are seeing it or not. Because to walk with him, there is an order. Any breaking of that order will come with a price to pay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Moses could not enter the promised land. How about Abraham?
Saying Abraham so dear.
Bible said, even when he was weak, he still believed. Even when the situation was difficult, he still believed. There was nothing that was too little for him. He took every word of God as so important. Can we say that about ourselves? For Abraham, everything that God said is important.
Abraham, dear, na dia onyankopon kan ya bia ho hia no.
So we see the heroes of our faith. He followed the order. He was with Lot.
Now only Lot.
And Lot decided to go elsewhere.
ena lo to de obo ni tirimu po se obekọ ne bia bi.
By the way we understand things, it's his choice.
Senia ye siti ye na ye nsemu asefa no na ye ono ane pe.
He's gone his way.
Wakọ ono ane kọ.
You remember when he was here, I was getting so many troubles.
Okay, Ebra na menene wa ha no, how be brain na minya.
Now that he has gone, I'm at peace.
Afe wakọ menya masumdwe.
If he has trouble where he is, it's his own business.
So akwanya na semo a enye e wono na sem na wanya.
May God help us.
Rade moye.
Sometimes even as children grow,
they
make certain decisions. And life comes back to hit them. A real parent will find it difficult to let that child go on suffering. Because there will be pain in the heart. And we will always want to make amends. So Abraham went to the aid of Lot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And brought him back.
I was signed any by.
That is the rule.
We and it's saying
he could have sat there and just be unconcerned. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you say, oh, me, this thing was not done for me, so I don't care about that person. Even this simple one.
Sometimes
God is testing to know what is inside us. Very, very simple things. And we just show the character that is in us. How do we make a claim of the faith? Because to be in the faith is to keep the order and the rule of the faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ask the Lord to help us to strive.
Strive
and go on.
Say ye be pre na ye kwe nim.
If we do that,
say yes sir,
our homes will be at peace.
Asumje ebe ba yene fie mu.
Amen.
Amen.
And we will also be at peace.
Ayen so ye be nya asumje.
Abraham says,
what did Abraham say?
Now, so the Bible says that you should forsake not the assembly ourselves together.
He
said, if you are a Christian, you long to go to where other Christians are. And fellowship with other Christians. So you cannot stay away from church and live the same life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes it's like, oh, this one is not very important. Amen.
Amen.
Some things are not very important to us.
He
said, we need one another. More than we ever did need each other. Amen.
Amen.
Is it true? Do we feel it? Or we are at a point we can do without each other.
Ana ekwa kwa se yedru brebia yebetimi aye de pese ye bia wa bro fofro bia mfa ye ho.
When you get yourself singled out from the rest of them,
se woti wo ho na won ko a wo free afofro ni nyina ho ko gina won ko a wo bia,
making yourself just a little different.
Na wo de wo ye wo ho se wo de wo dance wa,
you don't want to associate with them.
Ombe se wo de wo do ho ba kwa ko fam afofro ho a,
Because they believe this and you don't want to associate with that.
It sounds like one day away and our GD and our own said your GD don't know about Famoa.
You are getting on a dangerous ground.
Right
then, keep away from church.
Sabra, watch your hold your free as a funumuno.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes we underrate some of these things.
Brother Bram said,
when we are in fellowship, we have protection. People love you and they pray for you. And there are a lot of things that you and I cannot see. But when by God's grace we keep to this rule, it all works to our benefit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Let's not downplay these things. Now let's pick one more thought. He said, now, if there comes something up in the church that is not right, then let the individual who knows that's not right go to the person. And if the person will not be reconciled, then the next thing to do is to take a witness and go.
Yeah, a was a say offer or dancing in Bako Kaho. Now, call any chain.
He said maybe one or two witnesses and go to the person.
Inipa Bako be an Benua or Mia dancing for Namunko di Panichin.
Reconcile.
Namun and Kosiyes.
Or get the thing straightened out.
Namukoto to sa, yes.
He said, now listen.
Osea Feyentie.
This is being taped.
Sadie or Chilago Fidieso.
And if that don't work,
he said,
now, don't never let a little ism or a little something, another little bad feeling ever rise up among
you. He said,
get it out the way right now.
So that's
a little fox. A little fox that spoils the
grapes. He said, you
know, so keep it out of the way.
Any little
funny feeling. Go and tell the person to
read. Say,
I'm wrong. I don't feel right towards you or something. Help me pray over it. That I'll get better. Because we don't want nothing but just purely the unadulterated Holy Spirit of God among us.
If we say, "Yen shisha bibia," say, "Onyango po hohom kongkrona ehonti ano," any a person edi juma uyemu.
That's all we want.
Anon kuana yashe animu.
Abraham said, "Then will the gifts and the things will work right, and everything will be coming right."
Eno na odifone si onyankopon adom atade no ene ne nyoma horo a owo edima ye no ebe ye ajuma ewe yentem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if we run our own assessments,
se yenia nkasa ye hwe ye ho abuye ne ye ho nkonta,
where are we?
Hin ye jina.
Are we in order?
Ye wo ekwan ni mu,
or out of order?
Anase ye free kwan ni mu.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, if there is even a little thing, but you and I will attest that it has gone beyond little.
Ah,
so If we really desire the presence of God, then we have to go back. He said, why have a church when you can have a whole one?
O see, adentina wo se yenya asafofa wo abra emuani nyina wo homa yen ai wo se no ne prehwehwe.
Why accept a substitute when the whole skies are full of the genuine?
Adentina wo se wo ji ensiana mu bitumu wo abra osuru nyina adekan no ase osuru ma ai no ne wo se ohwehwe.
So we ask the Lord once more. When we hear these things, we need to pray till they enter in us.
Yes, sir. Erade preku biem se. Yeti nsembi a eti se a. Osi ebo sompa ya kopem se ensemble be wura yemu na tena yemu.
Else it will just be saying and it will just be listening.
Anyasa ne kwa kwa yese kan na ye kan enetia na usuutie.
But if we operate in the order,
let's say yeti ensheye no soa.
That is what makes the church of God an invincible army.
Eno ne ma oyankopon asafo eye asra dombia ofa niwa enhu.
It is in that moment.
Eye sabre ni mono.
It is in that order.
Eye sansi seye ni mono.
That the weakest of the church can go on their knee and that will shake hell.
Sabre no. Ene de wo mrempo asafo no mu no ebeko ni kotodwa anim na wa woso asama do apo no.
It's in the order.
Ewo nsi seye ni mu.
Not when we are outside the order. He said, remember. Not if you have error or fault against a brother. But if a brother has something against you, go to him and be reconciled. Now, he said, Satan will constantly punch at you until you are finished here on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it will keep coming. He said, you will never have a time but what there is punching going on all the time.
O see, emre nyina saw kutrukuku boy no ebekoso akoso.
Did you ask to come to Christ to go into a picnic?
O see, oba Christo mu ana se wokwa anije bia bi.
He said, well, you are sure going to be surprised because it's a constant battle.
Ebeye onwanwa say Christo mu awaba ne de eye wo ko da.
Amen.
Amen.
Now remember now, if there is something comes up in the church, then let the pastor, if you have to come to get a pastor to take them to the person, get a pastor if you have to come to get him.
O see, yen kai say se bribi si ewa safunumu wa wuni onye bintemwa. Nese ekobasa wuko osofu ho. Ana woshofu ho. Na wuni woshofu ko onipan wuko siyensye siya. Kwa woshofu ho. Nenini wuko se enipan nchen.
And if they won't hear, come before the church and tell the church.
Nese sa onipano entia. Pra safunu nyine enim nebe katra safunu.
Give them so much time to be reconciled. Maybe from one Sunday to the next.
Masa onipano ebre sebeye no mobeye siesie sebia kwasiada anane na wotwemie no so.
And if they will not hear the church, then the Bible said let them be as heathen and a publican.
Ma na se onipano antie asafo no a ene na se ne chro konkro ne ka no masa onipano enye se obi a wo ye nipa bonifo bi.
Amen.
Amen.
sometimes, as we've already said, following these rules, it seems like it doesn't follow our logic. We are not called to follow logic. He called us to obey his word. And we pray that we do exactly that. Now, he said, he narrated an instance. He said, they come up there at the house the next day till they got and began to give me their scripture.
Omoba efie.
And then the Holy Spirit by the scripture just condemned everything they were saying. So there it was. They seen them elected group of people walk out in the presence of God. It makes me thankful for people like that. When you see a man that is wrong and proven wrong, then that shows he wants to be a Christian. He walks up and says, I am wrong. That's a real Christian. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that guy that will all blow up and run around to one side. And say, oh, that wasn't nothing to read. And like this, he said, watch out, brother. You can see right then that he went out under condemnation. Because he wasn't of us. He wasn't of us. But always, pastor, come to that word. And it will do it every time. But always, pastor, come to that word, and it will do it every time. But you got to stay with the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter what happens, let's be submissive to the word. That is the law of the faith. Amen.
Amen.
Many things will come our way. But there are rules that we are to keep. If we follow the order, then it will be well with us. It appears as if that maybe the things that God has said, some of them are not real, or some things is we just doing it. But there is a blessing attached to each and everything we are asked to do. We ask him to help us to discover.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Because those who came ahead of us, they discovered it.
And
that is why they left example for us. So I must also discover. You must discover. And then we can leave example. Which is worthy to follow. Amen.
Amen.
Our God is a faithful God. It does not matter the conditions we may be in right now. Whatever he has said, he is not thinking about it to make it any way better. He knew the end from the beginning. And what he said, he knows is exact. So now you and I must ask for that grace to know what he said. And follow according to how he said it. Else it is full of troubles. You and I can see our world as we live in. When the world put the word of God aside, it's been full of trouble. We go here and we come here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We say we are giving us medicine, but it is death.
We
say we are eating, but it is poison. Because anytime we put that word aside, every other thing that comes with it is trouble. May the Lord help us. There are laws that we must keep in this faith. And we will be at peace with God if we do that. Shall we be on our feet? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's pray briefly. It's not by might, it's not by power. If we receive that spirit and that grace from him, then we will make it. Just pray to the Lord Most High right now. Grace comes from him. And he knows that there is a race that we need to run. There are victories that we must win. So for us to be true in the way, for us to keep the line, he alone can help us. We are born of men and women. There is nothing good in us. It's the mercy of God.
It's
the grace of God that can elevate us. That the flesh will be behind us. That the things of the flesh we are so concerned about.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.